The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 20th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: when there was a complete inundation after the period of the Chakshushamanu, and the whole world was deep within water, the Lord accepted the form of a fish and protected Vaivasvata Manu, keeping him up on a boat.
Here is history also. The Vedic history is not that for 1,000 years or 2,000 years. No, not like that. One period, one millennium, Brahma's one day, that is millions and millions of years. So, just like there is night after day, day after night, similarly, the Brahma's day, Brahma's night, that is calculated. And one Brahma's day, you know, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga paryantam arhajyad brahmano vidu. So Brahma's one day means 1,000 times of the yugas. The yugas means the satya yuga, kali yuga, and Trita Yuga, Dapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. The Satya Yuga's duration is about 1,800,000 of years. The next, Trita Yuga's duration about 1,200,000 of yuga, years. And then, Dapar Yuga, 800,000 of years. Solar years. We are calculating the years, the time also relative. That is the latest theory of the scientist, law of relativity. My 100 years and Brahma's 100 years and an ant's 100 years, a germ's 100 years, they are not the same. Similarly, time calculation, if you go in the upper planetary system, that time calculation is different. Just like in modern age, the Sputnik age, they are flying Sputnik, the first Sputnik flight, they circumambulated this Earth 3 times. In 1 hour and 25 minutes. And they saw that there is night and day. Here in this planet, our night and day experience is 24 hours. But as soon as you leave this planet, you fly in a different speed, there is 3 times night and day in 1 hour and 25 minutes. So similarly, everyone lives 100 years. But that 100 years are all relative. An ant's 100 years, a man's 100 years is not the same. Similarly, a man's 100 years and a demigod's 100 years are not the same. In different planetary system, the time is. And similarly, if you go still up and up, the time is relative. So we are calculating our 3,000 years, 4,000 years in our system. That 3,000 and 4,000 years, as soon as you go little up, it becomes 1 hour 25 minutes. So, Brahma's one day is different. But it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, you know, who are reading Bhagavad. Sahasra yugaparjantam arahat jat brahmano vidu. You try to understand, Brahma's one day equal to our 1,000 times of the yugas. And the yugas, as I have already explained, the Satya Yuga, 1,800,000 of years. Trita Yuga, 1,200,000 of years. In the Satya Yuga, people used to live for 100,000 of years. Valmiki Muni, he practiced yoga for 60,000 of years. So unless one has got 100,000 of years duration of life, how he could practice 60,000 of years? So we should understand everything is relative. This is called relative word, relativity, law of relativity. So Brahma's one day means 4,300,000 of years of our calculation. 4,300,000 of years. Little more. And that is Brahma's one day. And in that one day, 4,300,000 of years, there are 14 manus changing. So these are described here, the manu, chakusha manu, vaivasyato. There are 14 manus. So the calculation is, in one day of Brahma, in 1 month of Brahma, there are about 5,000 manus. So, this calculation is taken in the duration of manu's life. The Bhagavad Gita says, imam vivasati yogam praktamān aham abhayam mano ikha kavi bravit. Vivasyan manave praha manu ikha kavi bravit. So, this is the parampara system. So here it is vaivasyata manu. What is text number? 15. Yeah, it is vaivasyatamano. So, this vaivasyatamano means at the present moment the president of the sun planet is called Vivasya. His name is Vivasya. And because his son, Mano, Vivasyan Mano Viprahu, the Bhagavad Gita was spoken long, long ago by Krishna to the sun god Vivasyan. Vivasyan. They are trying to understand the historical dates. So how you can understand the historical date? It is beyond your calculation. You cannot calculate even one Brahma's day. And in Brahma's one day there are 14 manus. So, it is beyond your brain substance. You can have some idea. Now here it is said, vaivasyata mano. Vaivasyata mano, and there are different manus. Just like first of all it is said, chakusha mano. Similarly next it is said, vaivasyata mano. So this vaivasyata mano is the son of sun god. There are two kinds of kshatriya families within this planet. One coming from the moon and the other is coming from the sun. The first person, I mean the first father of this Kshatriya family, from son, his first son is Manu. And his name is Vaivasvata Manu. Because he is the son of Vibhushan, therefore his father's name is also added. In India, the system is still that when a man will give you name, the first name is his own name. The second name is his father's name. And the third name is his village name. So that by three names he will understand that this man is the son of such and such gentleman and coming from such and such village. Complete name. Just like when we give our identification, we give our own name, our father's name and address. That is complete identification. So still, not in everywhere, in almost all provinces of India, the system is still current, especially in Maharashtra province. Maharashtra province, they exactly will give you his own name, his father's name, and his village name. So here also, Vaivasvata Manu. Vaivasvata Manu means the son of the gentleman whose name is Vibhushan. He is the president of this solar world, sun planet. There is also president. You have got your president here, why not in the sun planet? Why, how can you deny? With teeny knowledge that there is no life, there is no city, there is no man. Simply go on smoking ganja and telling anything, but the fact is different. The fact is different. From common sense, we can understand that this is a planet made of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, and in ether. So this whole material world is made of these five elements. Somewhere, some portion is very prominent. Here, the earth is very prominent. Similarly, in the sun planet, the fire is very prominent. But there are five elements. Nothing is made, just like if you go to a fireplace, there the temperature is different. But the fireplace is made of these five elements. Earth, water, air, fire, ether. Nothing but. Therefore, if we study Bhagavad Gita very carefully, you understand everything. Little brain required. In fact, we can just, when you go to the oven, fireplace, that fireplace, the stove, what is the stove? The stove is made of these five elements, earth, water, fire, air. But there, the fire is very prominent, therefore you cannot touch it, you cannot go there. Similarly, sun planet is not very wonderful thing. It is also made of the same ingredients as it is made here, this planet. Because the whole material world is made of these five elements. But there the fire element is very prominent. Therefore we are thinking how one can live there, how one can cook in the kitchen. When the fire is so hot, it is possible. Just like you can see in the water. You cannot live in the water, but there are thousands and millions of living entities. They are very comfortably living. The same living entities you bring on the land, they cannot live. But you can live. So it is God's creation is like that. According to karma, there are different species of forms of life, but they have got all facilities to live. That is God's creation. Maya dhakshina prakriti suyate sacharacharam. the direction is there. That this living entity wanted a body to swim in the sea very jubilantly. So now he has got the body of a fish. So let him live very peacefully. That is God's mercy. You take very much pleasure with that sap, what is called, in the sea. Surfboard? Yes. So if you increase your intention, how I shall be swimming and enjoy this sport whole day and night, then Krishna will give you the body of a fish. Yes? He is very kind. And you will very nicely live in the sea, always swimming, without any difficulty. Every life, as you increase your propensity for a certain type of activities, nature is ready immediately. Take this body. Why you are anxious? Take this body. Similarly, if you become anxious to have a body like Krishna, that is also ready. Now it is your choice. If you like, you take the body of a fish, or if you like, you take the body of Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful knowledge. So we are trying to give that body. Not a fish body, cat's body, dog's body, that we have experienced. Past life, we have got this life now to make decision, to make choice. What kind of body we are going to get next? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Not that to give away with the waves of this time. Mayarvase jaccha bhese khaccha havlu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore sings that don't be carried away by the waves of Maya. Now you have got intelligence. You try to understand that you are eternal servant of Krishna and do the needful, then get out of these Maya's webs. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Giving the right information. That if you do not want to be carried away by the waves of this Maya material nature, then take to this consciousness so that at the time of your death he will change this body to Krishna planet, Krishna Goloka Vrindavan. Taptar diham punarjanmanaiti mameti. Krishna says, Krishna is not making lying propaganda. He has no business. He is giving you information that if you become Krishna conscious, janma karma me divvam, always thinking of Krishna, how he is acting, why he has come, why he has appeared, why he has given us the Bhagavad Gita, what lessons he is giving. In this way, if you simply try to understand Krishna, janma karma me divvam, jo janati, in truth, not whimsically, not sentimentally, with sound philosophy, knowledge, argument, you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you get taktadiham. Then after giving up this body, undoubtedly you go back to Krishna, go back to home, back to God. This is the proposition, Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, these changes of mano, changes of millennium, changes of devastation, in every manantar, at the end of mano, there is another devastation. Prolog, sangplave, chakshusho sangplave. After the span of life of chakshusho mano, there is another inundation. And then again, everything comes out gradually as the water dries. Just like you see the Pacific Ocean, it is drying. Of course we shall not leave, but if 100 years after somebody comes here, you will see that the Los Angeles city has expanded and the Pacific Ocean has diminished. This is going on. In this way, one day will be, there will be no Pacific Ocean. And therefore, without water, every man will die. Simply sunshine, bright sunshine. As there is after bright sunshine, there is cloud and rain. Similarly, again there will be rain. Then again there will be water, sangprabhi, inundation. And this is going on. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. This material world, the scientists, the rascal scientists, they are trying to save it. How to run on our motor car, how our grandchildren who are coming, how they will drive this motor car. They are thinking trying to find out some energy. But the rascals do not know where they are going. He is thinking for the future grandchildren. What is the relationship with grandchildren? There are so many living entities, they are coming and going. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. So our relationship is just like sometimes there is wind and some straws gather together. And as soon as the wind is finished, the straws are again strewn everywhere. So our this gathering, this father, mother, son, children, grandchildren, it is like that. By nature's blast, we gather together. Again, finished. So where is your grandchildren, where is your grandfather? Prakite kiramanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimbura atma tatta aham iti mannate. By the freaks of nature, by the arrangement of nature, they are gathering together. So-called nation, so-called family, so-called society. Again, by freaks of nature, they are thrown here and there. Sometimes somebody is going to be cat, sometimes is going to be dog. So if your grandchild, grandson is going to be a cat and dog, how he is coming to drive your motor car? But these rascals do not know. They are trying to make provision, how my grandchildren will drive car. The petrol will be finished, and what other energy we shall make in straw so that my grandchildren will come and very comfortably drive his car. This is called Maya Mohito. Maya Mohito Jivere Sato Krishna Nahi Gyan Otae Krishna Kurila Veda Purana. That is stated in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are so much engrossed by the influence of Maya that we are trying to do so many things, but our only business is how to forget Krishna. That. Our real business is how we can kill Krishna, there is no God, how we can forget Krishna, and we are very busy in finding out petroleum energy. This is our business. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anadi Bahirmukhji, Sata Krishna Nahi Gyan. We are so much foolish, influenced by the illusory energy, that by automatically we cannot understand Krishna. Because we are influenced. Therefore this propaganda is required. Not that automatically they will come to Krishna consciousness. There is need of spreading. Unless, if you want to save, if you are actually benevolent to your countrymen, to your society, to the human society, you must preach this Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise they are going away, they are carried away by the influence of Maya. That is. Therefore the most welfare activities, the most valuable welfare activity is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Otherwise they are being carried away by Maya. Anadi bahirmukh jivere sato ataye krishna kurila veda puran. Now we have to accept knowledge from Veda, Vedic knowledge, not this rascal's knowledge. Rascal knowledge is that, yes, as soon as he comes to the imperfect point, yes, we are trying. You are trying. What is this thing? Trying means that your knowledge is imperfect. And another rascal will come, he will say, now here is the perfect, And 10 years after, another scale will come. No, this is not perfect, this is perfect, this is going on. This is called scientific advancement. This is advancement means, but we don't change our Vedic knowledge. We do not say, the Krishna 5,000 years ago said like this, now we are advanced, we change this line. Of course, others are doing. In the scriptures, just like the Christians, they are changing the words. But you cannot do that. Then where is the authority? If you change the word of the scripture, then where is the authority of the scripture? Just like in law books, there is some law made already. Whimsically, you cannot erase the words and put something that it should be changed like this. That will not be accepted. Law, if there is change, actually there is no change. There cannot be change. Real law means there is no change. Just like day and night, it is coming. The fortnight, the dark period and the light period. It is coming from millions and millions and time immemorial. The same law is flowing, going on. You cannot change. So as soon as you change, that means it is imperfect. You change. So Vedic laws are not like that. You cannot change. 5,000 years ago, Krishna said, Sarvadharman Parityajyamame Kam Saranam Vraja. You give up all other religious principles, simply surrender unto me. We are preaching the same thing. No change. No change. There is no possibility of change. Then how is Krishna is authority? So change means imperfect knowledge. This is very change. And perfect knowledge, you will find that one who is very experienced medical practitioner, he gives you a prescription. And you visit him again and again, he gives you the same prescription, unless you are cured. His prescription is so nice that he doesn't change. But a non-experienced physician, every time you go, you change the prescription. But actually those who are experienced, he knows this is the disease and ultimately this medicine will cure. So let him repeat that medicine. So our is that. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Iva Kevala. We repeat only. We don't change. Now Hare Rama is not curing. So let me add, instead of Hare Krishna, John Krishna, if I may. No. No John Krishna. That same Hare Krishna must be repeated. And you'll be cured. So change means imperfect knowledge. No change means that is perfect. So we follow that no change policy. No, not that because I think I have become now advanced, I change this to that. That means I am not advanced. My knowledge is imperfect, therefore I am changing. So this verse, the appearance of Vaiva Satamano is described. So Vaiva Satamano is incarnation of God. Sayambhuva Manu, Vaiva Satamano. As I told you, there are 14 Manus within the day. Now, out of that 14 Manus, this is the 7th Manu that is going on. This Vaiva Satamano is the 7th Manu. So another 7 Manu, when they will be finished, this one day of Brahma will be finished. And there will be another devastation. This is the law of nature. Thank you very much.